Hey everybody, and welcome to season 2 of the Irish Podcast. I'm Jane.
And I'm Cormac. In this season, we share the ups and downs of our Italian journey.
From how we moved to Italy, to the hustle of work, we'll be sharing what it's actually like to move countries.
Join us for our Tuscan adventures, our unforgettable bedbug experience, plus Edinburgh and Galway City specials.
Whether you're a travel enthusiast or just curious, join us for stories, laughs and good old Irish hospitality. Well, hello, hello.
How are you, Jane?
So we're doing a big Galway City special.
Big old Graveyard of Ambition special.
Yes, we kind of totally forgot that we both, well, I'm from Galway and you lived in Galway for a long period of time.
6 years.
Yes.
6 years.
So we have gotten a few requests to actually do a Galway episode. So here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. Very exciting. We're going to mix it up a little bit. It'll be kind of based like on our season 1 transport, accommodation, food, fun.
Yeah, to make it easy for people looking to travel to the west of Ireland.
Yes, but this episode is purely based around Galway city centre. It's not based around Galway as a whole or the west. We'll do a whole other episode about that. But this is if you're going to Galway city for a couple of days or a weekend or a week or whatever, these are all the best places from a hospitality worker.
Well, yeah, basically a lot of people are asking us in Italy, where and when should they go to Dublin and Dublin only? And we're like, no!
This is based around Galway City, but we also just want to mention that this isn't for like 18, 19, 20 year olds.
It's for 25 plus.
25 plus, yeah.
This is kind of like the bars and restaurants that you're going to go to where you have a little bit money than a student does. You want a little less craziness than a student does.
Yeah.
It's more for good fun. It definitely works for a lot of younger demographic as well. But
yeah,
I have to say that this list is more towards people who enjoy a good time, but in a professional atmosphere that places will demand a little bit of respect to.
Yes. So great for couples, great for visiting tourists who are that little bit older. But yeah, it's just not this podcast.
This isn't a party podcast.
Not a party podcast. So yeah, that's why we've made this. And also just to give a shout out to all the people that we like in Galway.
Yeah, and there are many and have many, many nice bars and restaurants.
So we'll touch on transport. Obviously, this isn't really beneficial for people who live in the country. But yeah, for international visitors, seeing as we've got such an international listenership now, like 10 Americans listen here. Thank you so much for listening.
Please stay.
But if you're traveling if you want to get to Galway, you have to fly into Dublin. You could fly into Knockershannon as well, but that's very awkward. Most people will fly into Dublin. And there is the CityLink bus. CityLink bus is just outside the terminal, and it's a nice 3-hour, 3.5-hour bus down to Galway. But it's direct. It goes a little bit through Dublin city centre as well. But it's the handiest way that you get to Galway.
So yeah, CityLink also bought out the other company, GoBus, but they're still operating GoBus.
Yeah,
go directly to Galway City.
The bus,
same
might
company,
say GoBus, but
yeah,
CityLink as a whole. Just look up CityLink.ie.
Just outside of the parking structure in front of Terminal 1 at the airport.
Yes, so that is the job. It'll cost you about £20, but do book them online, especially if you're coming for like Easter weekend or Christmas or anything like that. But they're really sound if your flight is late or if your flight's super early and they have space in the bus, they'll just let you jump on.
Yeah. So, and if a lot of people are flying in and staying in Dublin city centre, there's also an option of getting the train. The train is what, like 3 hours long?
No, the train's 2.5.
2.5? 2.5, sorry.
You can get the train from Dublin to Galway, from Houston Station into Galway City, and then you can also get the CityLink bus as well from the Quays in Dublin. So, yeah, it's not the most accessible place to get to, but
welcome to Ireland.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. But once you get into Galway then, once you're staying in the city centre, everything's walkable. It's a tiny little town.
Tiny little town.
But yeah. So accommodation, I'm going to stay on the cheap side and I'll let Cormac talk about the more expensive places. But for me, I would recommend staying in either the Western Hotel, which is in Eyre Square. There's a few cheaper hotels in Eyre Square, but some of them are like right beside really busy bars or nightclubs. So I find the Western Hotel is nice and quiet, and the people are sound enough, and yeah, it's just nice and quiet. The Snug Townhouse is on Quay Street, which is like super, super busy area. They're very tiny rooms. But it's just, it's only like reopened in the last 3 years. It's kind of Scandinavian feel. But they are titchy rooms, but they're a little bit cheaper and you're staying in prime location then. And then my final cheap recommendation is the Knox Hotel. So it's just a little bit outside the city centre. It is walkable. You can walk it in maybe like 30 minutes, under 30 minutes, yeah, if you're bombing it. But a taxi will cost you maybe a tenner to get out there at the end of the night. But the Knox Hotel, it's really nice. They do good breakfast. They have a nice bar. So yeah, I would also recommend.
So in terms of other fancier hotels, there are a newly opened The Dean.
Yeah.
So just off of a square past the Western Hotel. It has a magical rooftop bar.
The rooftop is beautiful. It has beautiful like a place. View of the whole city and the countryside, and even you can see the sea. And they made a really nice job of it. They've got gorgeous looking baths as well.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely gorgeous up there. Another great hotel is the Hardiman Hotel. So that's just at the end of the train station building. So a little bit noisy, but they've done a really good job. I used to work there as well for a little while. They did a really good job of renovating the hotel. So the rooms are quite nice. It's bang smack city center.
Right, amazing. Center square, yeah. So Air Square is like the central square of Yorktown.
Another one I'd have to give a mention is my parents' favorite hotel, which is the Park House Hotel.
Oh yeah, I had my communion party.
Yeah, it's a very old school hotel. It's a very prim, proper, like they have the fancy restaurant downstairs, a nice residence bar, and then the rooms are just really, for the affordability and the location, it's really good. Mm-hmm. And it's a high level of service.
Yeah, that's just off Air Square as well.
Yeah, just off Air Square. So they're all kind of based in the same area, but really, really good central locations.
Mm-hmm. And then just special mention for the House Hotel, because I've actually stayed there randomly enough. But yeah, the House Hotel, they do a nice breakfast. The rooms are really spacious and it's just off Key Street by like 1 minute, not even 30 seconds and you're there. But really good location, but it's so quiet. And yeah, they've just recently done that up maybe in the last 2 or 3 years since COVID as well.
No, it looks really good now at the minute.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on to my most favorite part, which is food. And I've collated a list of like lunch, fine dining, that kind of stuff. So I got Cormac to write his own list and I've made my own list and then I'll see if ours match up.
Yeah.
We have had quite different, me being a local, but then you being working in hospitality, we have kind of different favourites on some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, yeah, so we'll just whack through it.
Just launch into it.
So where's your favourite place for lunch?
I'm a very simple lunch person, a sandwich or a toasty and a bowl of soup for me. So I would give an honourable mention to Chee Nocton's on Cross Street and right beside us, the Bunch of Grapes.
Does an amazing soup and sandwich.
Yeah, really, really good.
Does a really good soup. I used to go there all the time. That's where I met Cormac. Going in, getting a bowl of soup.
And I suppose another, just I'm going to give a lot of honorable mentions because I just can't help myself. Taff as well does a really good one.
Oh yeah, Taff's does a really good soup and sandwich. Actually, their roast chicken and cranberry is especially delicious.
Very, very good.
My favorite place for lunch is Key Street Kitchen.
Yeah.
They don't take book. They do a lunch sitting and a dinner sitting. And it's kind of almost the same menu. But their lunch menu, oh my god, the soup is amazing. Their chicken wraps are absolutely dynamite, and their sweet potato fries are so good. I think it's like one of the best quality places for lunch, and on a hangover you go in there and you just demolish a huge plate of food.
It's good, it's very good.
A little bit pricey, but I suppose actually in terms of Galway and
in terms of prices in general, inflation, it's
not too bad.
In the wheelhouse.
Yeah, if you wanted to get soup and a sandwich and sweet potato fries, you're talking maybe 20 quid, which is a little bit pricey for lunch, but not bad. A special treat if quality, you're on your holiday. Your favorite takeaway?
I think we both have the same answer to this.
What do you have?
Zion.
Yes, it is Zion. Zion is absolutely class. So Zion is like an Asian
street food takeaway place.
Mixed with kind of like a shitty Chinese.
Yes.
Their spice bags have won like spice bag of the year in Ireland like several times over. It's like this crispy, like shredded chicken and chips.
It's just all of the MSG and crispy onions.
All of the MSG and crispy onions and carrots. It's so good.
When you've had your 6 or 7 pints of Guinness and you just want something salty and filling, you probably won't even finish the spice bag.
No, it's usually perfect don't. Between two. It's like $7 or $7.50 for a spice bag now. Two of you could easily like just share
oh
it.
Oh my God, yeah.
But they also do like noodle dishes. They also do like quite a good Thai green curry.
Their Thai green curry is very good. Yeah. They do like a larger munch box as well.
Munch box is gone. Oh, it's gone. Yeah.
Damn it.
I know. But their chicken wings are really good as well.
Yeah, chicken wings are really good.
So yeah, I would recommend for two of you to go and get a portion of chicken wings and a spice bag.
I would give an honorable mention to any American tourists who are going to Galway for the first time or to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely as well, try out our version of McDonald's, which is Supermax.
Yes.
Because Supermax is basically just McDonald's, but better. You get a chicken fillet burger there. Absolutely divine.
The fried chicken is really good as well.
Proper like fresh ingredients burgers for a takeaway standard is really good,
especially because Zion only stays open until 11.
Yeah,
and obviously if you're going, you're probably going to stay out a little bit later than 11. So Supermax stays open air square, it stays open until like 3 in the morning
easily.
If you're looking for like drunk food, Supermax is the place.
I think one off just Merchant Street as well, the other Supermax stays open until about 2.
Yeah, so not you'll too bad. Be fine. I want to give my special mention to Vinny's. So if you're down the west end of town, if you've crossed over the bridge, Vinny's is a little kind of chipper. They also do really good burgers. They do kebabs as well.
Yeah.
But they're chicken and chips. Their chips are like really like thick cut chips, and their curry sauce is absolutely dynamite. And the woman who runs Vinny's is the nicest person. And she like literally gives me I've spent so much money and I've gained so much weight in that place because of that place in my 20s that whenever I come home from Italy now, she comes out from behind the counter, like even if it's really busy, and stops like serving customers and gives me a big hug and starts chatting to me. She's so nice.
Ciao, Jane!
She literally is more happy to see me than my own mother. Just special mention for Vinny's because it's my go-to if I'm pissed, because I'm usually down the West End. I'll grab a big snack box out of there. A romantic spot.
Ooh, romantic spot. I put down...
Where would you take me on a date?
Cava Bodega.
Jesus, Jay. The price.
The price, yes. But you can't put a price on romance, love.
I can. <Da-da-da-da-da-da>. No, Cava is spectacular. I've only gone there once, actually.
Cava is one of the best... tapas, Spanish style tapas restaurants that I've been to, in fairness, I have to say. It's really, really good. Pricey, but...
Yeah, the chef would be a little bit of a celebrity chef in Ireland. His name is JP.
He's a Michelin star level chef.
So. Yeah, he runs a couple of places in Galway. Tapas. They did a really good lamb dish the time I was there.
Really good lamb. They have like a really nice selection of wines as well. I would say... That and
it's one of the highest standard restaurants that's kind of left in Galway, to be honest. There's like one or two Michelin places left, but Cava would be top notch.
Yeah, along with Kai in the West End, that would be another one.
If your anniversary, birthday, have a little bit of money to splurge, then definitely Cava. I want to say Trieste as a romantic spot. Mm-hmm. So bottle of Prosecco, little meat and cheese board. I've got very Italian now.
You've gone very Italian. I wonder why.
So they don't do like proper meals. It's mostly like wine and cheese boards. But the guy who runs it is so, so lovely.
Mm.
It's a really nice little corner spot. They've got outdoor seating with outdoor heaters as well. Definitely not a winter spot, but in the summertime, it's absolutely gorgeous. And they also do little takeaway boxes as well. Like, you know, if you wanted to go on a picnic, that would be, if you wanted to go on a high scale, if you were getting engaged or something, that's the place to go and get like your hamper or like your little picnic basket. Do we explain what a deli is very quickly?
No, everyone knows what a deli is.
Well, it's kind of different. Nobody has an Irish deli. It's
not an Irish deli, but I know in America, Italian delis are very much a thing.
It's a little bit different here. Essentially, you can go into a shop or you can go into like, a grocery store, or you can go into even a restaurant in some cases, and you just go in and you say what kind of bread you want, and you can ask for any filling that you want, which is amazing. So yeah, you just don't usually get that level of customization.
No, the customization is key.
But yeah, so what is your favorite deli or sandwich?
I know what yours is, and I'm very, very on board. But I will give definitely a shout out to Petit Delice. And it's a little French-style bistro cafe, and they do beautiful fresh bread in the morning. They also do like amazing croque monsieur.
Really nice pastry. Coffee is pretty good as well.
But it's a very nice, a little quiet kind of spot, but really busy for like any special cakes or breads and stuff like that. They do like one of my favorites. They did like a turkey cranberry and brie sandwich that was just
It's very
the
nice.
Bomb diggity.
My favorite deli is so there's a chain of there's a chain of shops called Centra, but you want to go to the Centra off Air Square. So it's just beside on Pucon, or it's just across from the Parkhouse Hotel. But yeah, they're, oh my God, it's so good. They have like soup. They have the best fry stuff. You can just go in and get like two sausages in a bag. You can get like a really good Irish fry sandwich there. Like, and then I just always go for the spicy hot chicken with coleslaw. Oh,
the one I'm most looking forward to trying when we get back is called Melted. It's a very new place. They do specialize in toasted sandwiches, and it looks absolutely incredible.
Wouldn't be my jam now. Chicken fillet roll with some coleslaw.
I only know because they took over one of my favorite cafes that closed a few years ago. They used to do like the biggest sausage roll you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah. That
place marmalade, yeah. Marmalade, yeah.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
So the next is fine dining.
Okay. I've gone for Ain.
Yeah.
And Ain is a more modern kind of wine bar and eatery. It's kind of changed. It started off more as a cafe, but it's kind of transitioned now to being more of a higher end place.
Yeah.
And
so
I have to say their food is really, really good there.
It's owned by the same guy that used to own Loam, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Loam was like the biggest Michelin star restaurant in Galway.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they just had, I just didn't like that location. It was off the train station. It was a little bit out of town.
No, and I think they're possibly trying to change location. I'm not too sure. Mm. But now they have, they kind of moved their philosophy into AIM more than anything. And it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, their menu looks quite nice.
There is amazing.
I've heard really good things about it.
It is expensive. Yeah. They have a very extensive wine list of more quality wines from all around the world. And they change it regularly enough as well. Niall, who runs it, is incredible. His wine knowledge is just one of probably the best in Galway.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets very different wines. And yeah, their food that they started with, the original chef, was just absolutely incredible. They've changed chefs now and they've really upped their game. And
yeah,
really,
people,
really
love
yeah,
people love it.
Yeah, it is. It's expensive, but it's definitely worth the price.
And it's open for lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner now, yeah.
My place is, it's called Il Vicolo. And that is where I used to go on date nights, like every Friday night. Their chicken dish was absolutely amazing. They had a chef there. I believe her name was Megan. I'm not sure if she's still there. Again, we've been in Italy for almost 2 years now. Their food is really good. And it's in the Bridge Mills. So they have this huge patio that overlooks the river.
Yeah.
And it's just stunning. So I would recommend if you go in and just get like a bottle of Prosecco or a nice bottle of wine and two main courses, and you go during the summer when the weather's fab and you're sitting out on that terrace.
Yeah.
There's no better place, I feel like, in Galway. Like, it's just, the food is exceptional, and I believe that it is quite well priced. I think that their meat dishes are a lot better than their, it's an Italian restaurant. I believe that their meat dishes are an awful lot better than their pasta dishes or anything like that. But obviously we're spoiled now as well.
Absolutely.
But yeah, if you want like steak or chicken or lamb or anything like that, I feel like Il Vicolo is really good value for money, but is one of the better fine dining restaurants.
Yeah. I give an honorable mention to, we mentioned him earlier, the owner of Cava Bodega, JP.
Yeah.
He's just reopened an air for his second kind of lunch.
An air,
I believe.
I'm not sure.
Oh, God. We better get that right.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll be able to find it.
A-N-I-A-R.
Yeah. So he just relaunched his second version of it. And I was looking at the photos of the launch event and it looked incredible.
Yeah,
so
it looks really nice.
It's all like organic Irish ingredients. Quite expensive. I think he does like a set menu now for 80 euro, maybe 90 euro, but it's like a 9-course.
Yeah.
And it's really...
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, no, it's a really high quality. Small portions, but really, really high quality.
Yeah.
And another honorable shout out would be to Kai.
Yes, Kai is kind of at the end of the West End.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a strange location again, but they've made it work.
Oh my God, I've gotten I think like a feather blade steak there once.
The steak and is unreal.
I got a Negroni there that was made with gunpowder gin, Buckfast, and honeycomb. And it was just absolutely amazing.
Oh God, we don't have enough time to explain what Buckfast is in this podcast, but look up Buckfast for the crack. I really, really like Kai as well. They do a lunch and a dinner. A little bit pricey again, but if you were celebrating something,
yeah,
definitely worthwhile.
100%.
You would need to definitely make a booking for Kai.
100%.
And also probably Il Vicolo and Cabot. All of those ones you definitely need to make a booking.
Yeah.
But if you just call them up, or I think they take reservations online as well. And just a fine dining mention that we had on the list and then completely forgot to speak about
is Rubin. Rubin is down on the docks. It's an incredible, incredible restaurant. The cocktails there, the guy Dennis, who's been running the cocktails there, used to be in a few bars. He's always like nearly brought his customers with him because it's just like they're absolutely incredible.
Really nice location, really nice vibe. Good. More chill downstairs, more fancy restaurant upstairs. Menu is like really, I love they do like, it's like a potato cooked 5 times curry potato.
Yeah,
it's like a really fancy curry chip.
Incredible. Really, and they also have like a nice selection of oysters there as well and some seafood. It's unbelievable.
So Indian food, Indian is kind of one of my favorite cuisines.
I've only had Indian in Galway once with you, so my restaurant has to be your restaurant.
See, Indian can be quite expensive in Ireland, but sometimes if you're just craving something a little bit different, or if you really like Indian food, you're craving something similar to home.
Yeah.
I love Kumar's Taste of Asia. There's actually quite a lot of Indian restaurants in Galway. I think there's like 5, 6, maybe. Cheaper than all the rest of them. The food portions are bigger. The food is better. There's a lot more vegetarian options. And there's a lot more kind of locals eating in there. You can tell that a lot of Indian people go in there to eat. And so that's always a good sign for me. Their Saag Aloo and their, some of their lamb dishes are just the bomb dig. So
amazing.
And they do a nice big tiger or cobra. So good beer as well.
Perfect.
I've actually had several birthday parties there as well. So if you're looking for a place to host a big group, I'm talking like anywhere between 8 up to 16, even they've hosted for me. Because it can be hard to find places for big groups. So
it can be in Galway for sure.
Yeah, so Kumar's is definitely a shout. So best burger in Galway?
I have went for Bowtown.
Oh, okay.
Bowtown is one of my favorite places. I really like they kind of do different versions of very simple burgers, but with just quality ingredients. So like,
where's Bowtown again?
It's right beside your choice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Two burger places basically opened at more or less the same time in Galway beside each other.
Yeah.
Doing slightly different variants.
Bowtown do really good avocado burger, actually.
Yeah,
avocado
bacon burger. Yeah, avocado bacon burger. And they try to keep more like this, like the beef patty. Whereas I know you've chosen Hansen Burger.
Yeah,
Hansen Burger is amazing. Like their spicy chicken fillet burger is absolutely class.
I picked Hansen Burger because they do a really good vegan burger. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of the meat patty, but it's like an international meat, fake meat patty that they use all over the place. But they do, like, could not tell the difference. And I am a carnivore through and through. And then Hansen Burger, they also have a pop-up in O'Connell's, is it?
O'Connell's,
So in the back, in the smoking area of O'Connell's, they've got a pop there. And I think they're actually in Dublin Airport now, which is amazing.
They've just got one in Dublin Airport.
So fair play to the lads. Like,
no, they've done incredibly well with that place, I have to say.
Yeah, and they've got a nice little garden out the back. Pizza. We're in Italy and we're like, where's the best pizza?
I think I have to go straight in with Dobro's. Personally,
the popular choice
for sure. But I think
so many awards and
stuff. If you're looking for a very like high quality pizza, it is a gastronomical experience.
Very family friendly as well. If you've got kids with you, they're definitely family friendly as well.
I would say that I've probably eaten in Pizza Naps, in Pizza Napoli, your choice.
Pizza Naps more. Is my favorite.
Like that's where I always go for the big massive €4 slice, 100%. Yeah. But I think if I was going to send people.
So the difference is essentially Dobro's is they've gone over and trained in Naples. They have like full size pizzas, kind of slim crust.
Neapolitan style. Yeah.
Very like, you know, rocket and parmesan and whatever. Like they have a lot of kind of fancier choices.
Nuda sausage. They're like fine ingredients. Yeah. Really, really high quality.
And the restaurant itself it's big enough. It's not too big. But it's kind of casual as well. It's too fancy.
It's kind of an Italian style. There's two massive, large center tables running through the restaurant. You kind of end up sitting down beside other people. Then mm-hmm. you just have your number and you go up and collect the pizza.
Whereas Pizza Naps is right beside Nocton's. So it's the perfect thing when you've had a couple of pints and you just want a gigantic pepperoni slice. And then they have garlic oil on the tables. And I just put garlic all over the pizza. And you get grease all over your hands. Like you have to fold it like a burrito. That's the only way you're not getting destroyed with the oil.
Yeah.
They're all Italians. They're all crazy Italians that work in there. Closes down for the all of January. But they're, I don't know.
I used to go there so much when I worked in Ginottin's that they used to give me like a free can of Coke you know, they looked after me. But my favorite thing there was they have just chopped jalapeno, like finely diced jalapeno that you just put over the top of the pizza. And it's
really good.
The bomb dig.
If you're just looking for a cheap, like lunch or cheap, like snacky drunk food, Pizza Naps is the shout. One of the most important sections, Cormac,
of course,
is the Irish fry.
Of course.
So the Irish fry, for anyone who doesn't know, is sausages, white pudding, black pudding. Pudding can be made from the blood of animals. It's absolutely delicious. Don't knock it until you try it. It's mixed in with a whole bunch of oats and cereals. An egg, sometimes beans, sometimes mushrooms, sometimes tomato.
Hash browns,
load of toast.
Yeah.
If you've had too many pints the night before, an Irish fry is going to...
It's going to cure you, lad.
It's going to cure it, right. So where would your favourite fry place be?
Ooh. I think I'd have to give a big mention to Della.
Della. Is it Della or Della?
Again, I'm not sure. Okay. I always say Della.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's meant to be Della, but I know me and my friends always call it Della. It's the big brunch lunch spot in Galway. Yeah, there's always going to be a queue.
Potatoes, yeah.
Yeah, they do, but they do like, you know, poached eggs, salmon, scrambled eggs. They do all the different brunch alternatives, but they do a really good quality fry as well.
But yeah, you're going to be waiting in a queue, lads. I'd recommend, like, if you're coming to Galway in the off season, then try and get it on a weekday and maybe there won't be a queue. Or if you're like, if you wake up late after the pints, you know, try and get in for that like 2 o'clock city. Rather than like trying to get there at 11 or midday or even 1 o'clock, there's not a hope of you getting in. Like, I can't justify queuing in Galway. Yeah. I just can't. But if you walk past it and there's no queue, then obviously jump in. My favorite place is, it's actually out in Salt Hill. So it's a little walk, but if it's a fine day, sure, lovely to walk out to Salt Hill anyway. It's called the Gourmet Food Parlor. They do really, really good sandwiches there as well. But yeah, they do a pretty decent fry. The other, like, I just want to give a few honorable mentions to there as well. Is one is if you're coming on a girls' trip and you know, you're looking for somewhere a little bit like, maybe you want your prosecco or you're paying like your nice like brunch. Caprice is pretty nice if you're there with a bunch of women.
I'd say Hyde, and they do a really good bottomless brunch with prosecco, and they do prosecco towers and cocktail towers and stuff. They're really good. It's one of the largest selections of gin actually in Ireland. They have over 600 different varieties.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, and it's like real Instagrammy.
Really Instagrammy place, but like, yeah, very good quality food. I have to say, for brunch, really, really, really good.
I was looking up because I'll be going back to Galway soon, and so I was looking up the best place to have a fry. Although obviously the best place to have a fry is in my mother's kitchen, but on Pucon looks like it has a pretty good all day fry. I was looking at a couple of different places, and some of them have been a little bit slacking. But on Pucon looks savage, so that's where I'll be going to check out the next time. And then right beside on Pucon is, again, that deli that I mentioned earlier called Centra, and they have all the fry bits. So go in, get your breakfast bap.
Yeah.
Absolutely savage. Top notch. I don't think you can actually beat it, and it would only cost you maybe like 5 or 6 euro, and you're fed.
I have to give an honorable mention myself to Finnegan's.
Oh, yeah.
Finnegan's does a really good, just classic dirty fry.
In Vias and Gallo, isn't
it? Vias and Gallo. In Florence, it's a sister pub. But they do a fry for like 9 euro.
Finian is the perfect price and mass.
Mass, yeah.
It's not the most quality, but yeah.
No, but it's a proper like Irish style kind of like deli service where it's just those plastic top tables covers, you know, mugs of tea, steel pots of tea and coffee,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like a big basket of toast.
Yeah.
If you're just absolutely still drunk from the day before, it's perfect.
Do you know what? I'd say for the girls, go to Caprice, and then a couple of doors down, the lads
can go to Finnegan's.
They also serve pints there as well, even though it's not quite a bar. But yeah.
No, sometimes you need your pint of Guinness with your mountain of food that you're going to get.
Yeah, fair. And always get the beans on the side.
Always get beans on the side.
Because otherwise the beans touch everything. That ruins the texture. So the next one is Pub Grub.
I have always liked John Keogh's. It's a gastro pub down the West End. They always did a nice selection of pub food, like bistro level. Confused to where it is. Just past Monroe's. Yeah, past Roisin's. Yeah. That's really good. Also, I really like the Dole. The Dole was always a solid place. Really, really solid. And I've always liked they've had the same like kind of staff there for the last, I think, 7, 8, 9 years.
They do, yeah. John
really,
runs a good show.
Really good. Yeah, John runs a really good show. Quality of food is good and the price point isn't that bad. So
yeah, I'd always recommend going to the Dole for like a Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Lamb or turkey or ham or
yeah,
that kind of stuff. But yeah, no, the Dole is actually a really good show.
And a good, really good portion size as well.
For traditional Irish food.
Irish food, yeah.
I've put in Harry's Bar. So Harry's Bar, it's off Air Square. It's like maybe 2-3 minute walk off Air Square. So it's kind of like a hipstery bar and the menu is a little bit hipstery as well. But like for their brunch menu, they do like chicken and waffles. But they do the most amazing like chicken wings and like just battered chicken and all that kind of stuff. And they do like, I think they do like barbecue ribs and that kind of stuff. But the quality is super
incredible.
So I'd say I feel like Harry's, even though it is a bar and like at late night, it turns into a bar, but I feel like it's more of a restaurant during the day and then it turns into a bar.
Yeah.
Asian food. We like a lot of Asian food now.
We do. I really like the Asian Tea House. They do a really good selection, I have to say. Like, and I remember bringing my dad there for my graduation and he said it was one of the best like spicy lamb dishes he ever had in his life.
I went there for my graduation as well. I lived less than 5 meters away from Asian Tea House. So Asian Tea House was another place in my 20s where I spent way too much money and gained way too much weight from it. So I love Asian Tea House. I'd recommend going. So Asian Tea House is split into two. There's the Asian Tea House restaurant and then there's the Buddha Bar. I'd recommend going to the Buddha Bar. It's the same food, but a little bit more cash and they do cocktails straight from the bar. However, I would say that I've surpassed that with Mama Rich's now.
Mama Rich's, so, the original Papa Rich.
Yeah, so yeah. Papa Rich is like a chain. It was the chef from Asian Tea House who went out on their own and they essentially opened the same menu as Asian Tea House, but for half the price.
Yeah.
But there's a place in Wookiee, so just around the corner from the Asian Tea House, but it's called Mama Rich's now because the girl who has worked in Papa Rich's for so long, she runs the show.
Yeah.
He's like an absolute legend. We've had both of our staff parties there for the last two Christmases. So again, really good for big groups. But yeah, starters, you're talking maybe 6-7 euro. For mains, maybe 12 euro. Portions are absolutely huge. The staff are amazing.
It was the first Asian restaurant that I went to in Galway with my friend. And it was 10 euro for like a massive ramen style noodle bowl. And it was one of the best I've ever had.
It's really, really good. Yeah, I've been trying to tell my parents to go there for ages. But yeah, that's where if I wanted a big help in a food at a reasonable price.
Yeah.
Apart from Zion can kind of be a throw in
absolutely.
There. But if I want something a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
then I
especially a sit down meal as well.
Yeah. Coffee. Obviously, it's Coffee Work.
Coffee Work, yeah, right beside Gene Octon's is really good.
Shout out to Dan. He did an incredible job in opening a very hipstery coffee shop, but it works. There's like a little kind of gallery shop upstairs and it's very chill vibes.
Very chill vibes.
The coffees, though, are, if you're used to a big Costa coffee or a big Starbucks,
my only grub with them is the coffee size. For me, when I was working, I couldn't go to coffee work because it was just so small.
You swamp a cappuccino with about 2 sips.
I need a big coffee.
I'm someone, I will literally have a mocha in front of me for an hour, almost 2 hours. So coffee work is perfect for me. But the coffee is the bomb dig.
Yeah.
And the staff are always really nice. And Danny owns it is really nice as well. Mm. So yeah, and the location is perfect because you meet someone in coffee work and then you're like, oh, sure, well, we have another coffee. And then you just end up going for a pint.
The classic. I think for a big coffee for me, it's always going to be Espresso 44. They have two locations now.
Yeah, you like Espresso.
I like it because they do a massive cappuccino and they don't burn the milk. So that's really nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sorry, I'm not saying the coffee work too. It sounds like I am. No, it was just Espresso 44 was always a very consistently good coffee for me.
Yeah.
And I always got it going to work because they made it like in gallons, which was fantastic.
Yeah. Another honorable mention is just for a little takeaway coffee is called Plumos.
Yeah.
It's down the West End. Again, the staff are really nice, chill vibes. They have all the different milks. You know, they're really good. So yeah, definitely if I'm down the West End, because I have a few offices that I have to pop into down there, I'll always jump into Plumos.
Yeah.
So coffee and a cake, or like afternoon tea, if you're looking for like coffee and a bun.
If you're just looking for coffee and a bun, my favorite place is Little Lane.
Oh yeah,
Little Lane does really good. They do like carrot cake, they do fresh scones, they get some
that's one of Donnie's favorites as well.
Yeah, but they get some the food as well from Ain Bakery in the morning. They get them their cookies and stuff.
They
and
also do amazing sausage rolls there.
Oh my god, like I have to say Little Lane became one of my favorites in my last couple of months in Galway living there. I used to go up and meet my friends and it's
just off Shop Street, the main street, so it's a really good people watching place.
They have around 8-9 tables outside.
Good shout. Little Lane.
Yeah, no, it just came to me there. I was just like, you know, I was like, I knew I was missing somewhere that I used to like going for, just like getting they used to have these like Nutella cookies that were just
They're baked goods. Yeah, are pretty good.
But I always thought the coffee was nearly on the same par as coffee work, but I could get it in a larger size.
No, it's good. If I was ever working in town hall, I'd always run up to there to get a coffee. So the place that I want to mention is called the Carib Tea Rooms. It's
amazing.
It's so beautiful. It's a real place like you bring your mammy or your granny or something.
Yeah, like afternoon tea vibe.
Yeah.
Like
but the cake is class. And also like, even if it's a sunny day or if it's a rainy day, there's a little courtyard so you can sit out in the sun. Or if it's raining, it's a really cool place to sit out or to sit inside and look at the river. It's just it feels a little bit like you're in the countryside.
It does, the way that
the layout is. It's also a little hotel above it, the Carib Tea Rooms. So it's like a very small kind of boutique hotel /B&B kind of place.
What's it called? Just the Carib House or something?
Yeah, if you just look up Carib Tea Rooms, you'll find it just there. But apparently it's gorgeous to stay in. But I think it'll be very much booked out. It's a place that if I ever had a very small wedding in Galway, I'd book that out because just the views around it are beautiful. So, couldn't recommend enough. So, bigger groups. I know that we had mentioned Mama Rich's and we mentioned the Indian for bigger groups, but it's very difficult to organize bigger groups. And
it is hard.
I work in festivals and kind of different organizations, and we have to plan like staff things or like kind of celebrations after stuff. And it is tricky enough to find a table for 10.
Yeah, it is difficult. I think we've literally put down the same place, but I just called it a different name.
So yeah, we did say the same place. That's very funny. But again, it's a... So I've said Brazier?
Brazier and the Corner, yeah. The
Corner and what do you call it?
I call it Blake's. So Blake's is the corner bar at the front. It's a very... I have to say, Emer, who used to run it, did an incredible job. It's very kind of like French standard in the sense of like traditional restaurant, really high quality.
Mm-hmm.
Their steaks there are amazing. They literally have a little a little menu that shows you all a diagram of a cow and all the different cuts of all the different steaks.
Nice. Okay.
So it's really kind of nice. They have many options for steaks basically. And you can get the classic dishes. You can get like seafood platters that come with shrimp and crab cakes and things like that. So they have a nice variety as well. But it's a very traditional restaurant in the sense of the style very much.
So yeah, it's one of the best places if you want a good meal, but there's a group of you. So again, like a birthday party or something like that, I'd recommend there. Also, my dad plays in Blake's. Shout out to Jerry Hanbury. But yeah, so there's like the fancy restaurant side and then there's the more casual kind of place.
Yes, and the Blake's as well, they do lunch. They're their own little lunch menu as well for the pub itself and the lunch menu class.
It's actually, really, it's owned by the same guy who owns the Doll and the Front Door, which will probably get mentioned in the pub section. So last one is seafood. So what have you said? I think I know what you said.
I've gone for Hooked on Henry Street.
You've gone for Hooked,
yeah. Yeah, you knew I would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So before you talk about Hooked, I'll just say mine is McDonough's. It's at the bottom of Key Street. It's a very, again, it's kind of takeaway casual benches on one side and then a little sit-down restaurant, but it's not fancy at all.
Yeah.
Take cut chips, battered cod. It's very fish and chipsy.
I got a battered haggis there once, which was really good.
They do battered Myers bars.
They do battered Myers bars as well.
But yeah, I do really like their, if you're looking for, you know, fried fish, then that's the place to go, or for somewhere a bit more cash. Hooked. Go on, talk about Hooked.
Hooked on Henry Street is amazing. They're right beside, they have their own little fish market for the morning time, so they get all their produce really, really fresh. They also my favorite dish there that I almost always get is the seafood linguine, and they make their own fresh pasta in-house.
Yeah.
And it's all mussels, shrimp, and they do really good battered fish as well, but it's more upscale, sit-down, fancier style than McDonough's. McDonough's very much like the old traditional takeaway style, whereas Hooked is more of a sit-down. They also always have a special on, or at least three or four specials on a week.
Yeah.
That can often change depending on what fish they have. I remember my mom had like one of the best smoked salmons she'd ever had in her life there.
Okay.
I'm not sure what smokehouse it came from, but I'm pretty sure it's actually one down near the Hinch, really famous smokehouse down there.
So I've never actually eaten in Hooked for the most stupid reason, which is the pre owners who ran a fish shop. There was a dead body found in there that had been there for 5 years. And it's completely different owners that took over and opened
Such Hooked. Bad press, love.
But I just have it in my head that there's a dead body sitting in amongst all the fish and I can't get over it. But it's not that way at all. That was many, many, many years ago. But it's stuck in my head. So
don't worry, guys. She's trying to put McDonough's over Hooked here because they found a dead body in the freezer. Come on.
But yeah, completely different owners again.
That was years ago. Years and years ago.
But yeah, it's just stuck in my head. Poor lads trying to get over that. And then I just want to give a special mention to Kerwin's Lane.
Yeah.
So that's like the highest tier, kind of one of the highest tier fish restaurants that you could go to. You need a reservation. It's white tablecloths, very fancy. You need to be dressed up to go in there. But I've never eaten there personally, but I've heard off several people that the food there is
really, really top quality. Yeah.
I just want to, just on the last bit of the seafood, where would you recommend for oysters? I don't eat oysters personally, but
I would actually mention Chinoctin's, to be very honest.
Yeah.
And they get the dainty oysters just outside of Kinvara. Yeah. And they're really, really good. They're very unique. They're much smaller. They're only like 12, 13 months old. So they're really, really small oysters, but they're impactful with flavor. They're probably my favorite oysters that I found.
Okay.
Personally.
Just to mention.
I'm trying to think. There's one or two other places that definitely serve the dainty oysters, but I think Chinoctin's, from a very casual go in, have a nice pint or a glass of wine, and get your little plate of six oysters
if you want to try oysters.
You only have to get six as well. Like I know a bit of insider information, if you ask for three, usually they'll do that as well. If you just want to try them, they'll just do a half portion. They used to have no problem with that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
So I'd said the food was my favorite section, but I've lied. Pubs.
Onto the pubs, the many, many pubs.
So we actually asked, I've broken this down into many segments again. I just asked ChatGPT for a big list and they came out with a pretty good one. So I've added a few of our own, our own twists on it. But yeah, so again, I'm going to ask you and I'll let you shout out your answer and then I'll see if we have the same.
Okay.
So the first up is atmosphere. So the overall ambience and vibe of the pub.
Again, I'm going to have to go with Chinoctin.
Yeah, mine is Chinoctin. Yeah. It's my local. It's been my local for almost 10 years. It's a fab spot.
It's an institution of a pub.
The staff are pretty okay.
They're okay. They're fine. thank you so much. No, really good staff. The atmosphere of the pub is amazing. It's all little snugs. So you have that nice little kind of element of privacy. You can sit there, really good quality drinks.
There's a fire there in the winter time.
Yeah.
There's outdoor seating all around it. It's like in the prime cross street location, people watching spot.
Yeah.
They've got like, sometimes they bring in music, which is like mad. Sometimes they have like a big band on a Sunday called Big Jelly. And yeah. There's like the band are bigger, like they're a big brass band, and the band take up most of the pub. And it's
what I always loved about it as well is that there's no TVs. They get a selection of newspapers in the morning. They don't serve teas and pots. They just have big, like, home mugs.
Yeah.
And literally, it's just, they have a little counter for soup and chowder inside the bar, so you can see it, and it's served right to you. Like, talk about express food.
Yeah. So I go in there at lunchtime. I get my bowl of soup, and then I come back there at 5 o'clock when I finish work, and the soup counter is just being cleared, and then I take that counter. That counter spot is my little spot.
That's the local spot. Everyone sits up on that counter, and it's just like, it's all like a wall of library books behind it, mm-hmm. and it's really cool.
It's a real place as well. Like, a lot of people in the art sector in Galway would go there for a pint. The owners are absolutely amazing, I have to say. Yeah. They've been so kind to both of us over the years. And, you know, you might find a bartender, you might find the love of your life.
You might find your love of your life there. Isn't that right, love?
So drink selection. So like the variety of beverages, including like beer, wine, spirits, cocktails, non-alcoholic options.
I would say I have to give a shout out to the Universal for one. The Universal, I think, has one of the best varieties of selections, where they have really nice, couple of different cocktail. Craft beers. They have good cocktails. And they have a really nice selection of wine, more unique natural wines. You can get actually a glass of orange wine there and everything, which is unusual for a pub to do. Overall, I would also say for whiskey and like pints, I would say Gynoctons as well. Mm-hmm. They just have obviously they have 300 or 400 different whiskeys. So it's like really, really good quality.
Yeah, Gynoctons don't do cocktails, by the way.
No, the front door as well.
Front door and the doll, they're yeah. right across from Gynoctons on either side of it. And yeah. They're owned by the same owner, but yeah, the front door has a huge whiskey selection.
Yeah, the front door is an incredible whiskey selection. It also has like one of the most expensive whiskey flights of all time, where you yeah. can get like a selection of Middleton whiskeys,
mm-hmm.
Which is just, yeah, it's crazy money, but like unbelievable, yeah. really good quality.
And the Doll do really nice cocktails. They do Mighty Pint Heineken as well.
Yeah, upstairs in the Doll, some of the cocktails you can get there are just
very nice. Very
absolutely
nice.
Incredible.
So the best pint of Guinness. Now, I don't drink Guinness. I know I'll be shot for that, but
ooh.
I have heard of many, many, many of my friends who are pint drinkers is the Crane.
Yeah.
So the Crane is at the edge of town on the West End, and it's a very traditional bar. They only take cash usually, and lots of trad music there. But yeah, the Crane I've always heard for a pint of Guinness.
The Crane for a pint of Guinness. I have three. I've always had three, and it's I can't really split them. It's Freenie's, the Bunch of Grapes, and Gynoctons.
So a late night place. When we say late night, we mean a place that stays open past 12 o'clock. So you're 12 until 2. They are bringing in a new legislation. I just want to let you guys know that I think is taking effect over the summer, where some nightclubs and some bars are going to be able to stay open until 6 in the morning, which is crazy.
For Irish people, that's mental.
Yeah, 2:30 is the latest usually that you'll find in town. But we're talking, because we're old fogies, the 12 until 2 kind of.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your first shout out, love?
So mine would be, I have three.
Okay.
So one is Hole in the Wall. So bear in mind, we're both smokers, so we like a big outdoor area. But Hole in the Wall is really nice inside as well, and really nice outside. It used to have a crazy reputation. It got bought out, got redone. It's really nice. I love the staff there as well. But yeah, big benches outside, great in a sunny day, and then lovely inside for the wintertime. Carol's is also owned by Hole in the Wall, but they're on two separate sides of town.
Yeah.
Carol's has the most insane smoking area, or like back garden area.
It's just ridiculous.
It's like it's gone mad. So when you walk into Carol's, it's like an old Irishman's pub with trad at the front, and then you walk out the back and it's like disco music, like crazy lights.
It's like a summer festival in a pub.
Yeah.
It's just like they have these five caravans with the walls taken off, and they've converted them into huge snugs with tables and wraparound benches inside. It's just
Carol's I find is really nice. Like Carol's is a place that I would actually go with my friends. My parents would go. Like my parents would sit on the inside. I'd be outside with all my friends. It's like all ages welcome. I think a lot of the Carol's had gotten very busy with a very young demographic, but now that the nightclubs are reopening, which we'll touch on in another section, but now the nightclubs are reopening, the young people will be moving out of there, I feel. So it'll be a little bit more of an older demographic again. But yeah, I really like Carol's. And then if you're in your 20s or 30s, you know, sometimes places can be a bit swamped with younger people. I find the Blue Note is a really nice place. They do good craft beer. They have a big smoking area. And again, yeah, it's people in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get young ones going in there. And the music's pretty good, so.
Yeah, I'd have to mention as well, for me, whenever I finish work, I'd always be like, oh, I just want to go for a few pints. And like, you know, especially with service industry staff, where do we all go? The Doll. The Doll, especially on the weekdays would be one of the best places. Because it's like the weekend is just crazy packed, really busy. But from Monday to Thursday, The Doll is just so much fun. Upstairs, the cocktails are amazing. They stay open till 2, sometimes 2:30, depending.
Yeah, they've got live music as well.
They have live music, but usually the live music during the week is downstairs. So upstairs is just like cocktails, the small little smoking area, and it's just loads of service industry staff.
Yeah,
and
really it's always popping with good crack people.
Yeah, exactly.
I know we just did a huge section on food, but just to go over like food quality in pubs, what are the best kind of overall food places? So we mentioned Harry's The Doll, we mentioned Soup and Nocton's, The Bunch of Grapes does an amazing soup and a sandwich, and Taps. We kind of already mentioned them in the last section. So service, the efficiency, friendliness and attentiveness of the staff.
I have to go with Bunch of Grapes. It became what I would consider my like ultimate favorite local of all time.
Caroline, like they run such a good show. I really, really love that.
Yeah, it's really clean, just elegant little bar. Like I brought my parents and my friends there often for the first time, and they were just like, oh my God, you could be sitting anywhere in Ireland in this pub. It just like...
Lovely fire as well.
It was its own little like oasis, you know. It didn't feel like you were in Galway essentially, but it was the most Galway pub as well.
Yeah, and it's you just could be like, anywhere.
It's full of locals, people always coming back to it. And it's really funny because people who don't know it's there kind of seem to miss it because it's right in the middle of everything. Whenever you're walking past Sunny Malloy's, you always think that the Bunch of Grapes is connected to that.
Yeah.
So you don't realise it's separate.
It's a great diver. It's just great.
Yeah. It's really, really good. And yeah, there's a little area out there. Yeah, a lot of Galway locals.
I have to give a mention to Walsh's. Walsh's is on the way down to the West End. Darren there is absolutely sound as pound. And yeah, again, a lot of Galway people would drink in there.
Yeah.
Not so many tourists. Very small pub. But yeah, they do mighty drinks in there. They do cocktails. They do mighty pint Heineken. The prices are right. And the staff are just, you can sit in there. I sit in there during the day sometimes and just chat away to Dara.
It's absolutely amazing in there. It's very clean, very well organized. It's a little like kind of bartender's dream to work in as well.
Yeah.
Like really, really efficient little pub.
So I suppose this is your section, love. The best wine bar.
Ooh.
I'll give my mention, which is Trieste. So
yeah.
They're fab. I already talked about them, but yeah.
My favorite wine bar is Sheridan's. Sheridan's in Ireland is very famous cheesemongers, it started off as. They get cheeses and charcuterie from all over Italy, France, anywhere and everywhere. But upstairs in their main store in Galway, there's a little wine bar. It's run by Elena. She's Italian.
Hi, Elena.
She has an incredible variant list of kind of every popular wine that like sommeliers, especially like people in the wine industry love.
Yeah.
And they have like a lot of organic, biodynamic, but a lot of classic wines as well. And the staff that work there have always been amazing and been able to like offer anything that you're looking for and be able to guide you through the process.
I have to say, I think it's really good value for money as well.
They've also started doing a lot of different like wine tastings and cheese tastings. So I definitely recommend going there because they have like really strong connections through the wine world in Italy, France, and in Ireland. One of the biggest providers of quality wine is on Instagram, a guy called Grape Circus. But he's absolutely amazing. They do little meat and cheese boards up there as well, and it's really high quality.
Yeah,
they get like loads of different cheese, like you're really famous like Comte from France, like 12, 18, 24 months. So But like some cheeses are really hard to find, and then they offer that upstairs in the wine bars.
Yeah, it's your dream wine night.
Yes, my dream wine night would be Sheridan's, yeah, for sure. But I'd give a special mention to Sangria for fun. Sangria is a Spanish style wine bar.
Always looks hopping, yeah, down the west.
Always hopping. You can get your big jug of sangria, and they have tapas and like bubbly music, and their little brunch kind of there is like really, really good fun.
Yeah, like, there's more of an international crowd there as well. Yeah, there definitely wouldn't be like a lot of like, there'd be people who live in Galway, but yeah, definitely like there's always like a load of like Spanish, French, Italian people in there.
No, it's incredible now, I have to say.
So then price. So the affordability of drinks compared to similar establishments in the area. I'm going to jump straight in there and be like Bunch of Grapes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I remember Bunch of Grapes was charging like €2 less for a certain beer than another pub I used to go to.
Yeah, it's usually €1.20 cheaper for a pint of Heineken there than it would be in the surrounding bars. So yeah, love Bunch of Grapes for that. And then I'm going to give my honourable secret mention. But lads, anybody who listens to this podcast, you're not allowed to tell anybody else. It's my secret favourite pub in all of Galway, which is Hughes's.
Yeah.
Hughes's is down in Wood Quay. And it is an old, old man's pub. You walk in there at 12 o'clock in the day and there's old men who've just gotten their first pint of Guinness of the day. It's right next to a betting shop. So they're putting on their horse racing bets, newspapers, big screen with the horse racing on. So it's a very quiet old man's pub when you first go in there. And out the back, they have a big smoking area.
Yeah.
During the Arts Festival in July, it's always hopping. But yeah, it's kind of a quiet, people don't go in there a lot, and it's my favorite place.
Yeah, I give an honorable mention as well to Freeney's. Freeney's is a really decent price point for Guinness and for Heineken, I believe. It's always why my dad always loved it as well, because it's the same thing. It's right across from a betting shop, and it's a very old school kind of, you know, the red couches, brown small tables, and down the back.
Yeah,
and
two places if you're looking for super quiet pints on your own. You're not looking for chit chat.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're brilliant.
Amazing.
So seating and comfort. So where are you definitely going to get a seat? If you want a bar stool or a table or a cozy corner or whatever, a place that's not going to be too mad busy.
Yeah.
Again, I mentioned it in the last section is Hughes's, but please don't tell anyone. Also, the Hole in the Wall is generally super quiet up until 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, the Hole in the Wall is a really good spot.
It's a good day pint in.
I put Carol's in there for during the day.
Yeah.
Day pints, Carol's.
Nobody in there during the day.
Nobody. I really love it there for that. Mm-hmm. I give a special mention to Murty Rabbits just off of Air Square.
Don't tell them about Murty Rabbits. For the love of God, let's keep something for ourselves.
You gave Hughes's of all places, all right?
Yeah, like, no, Murty Rabbits is really good. it's quite a big bar inside. They do really good pub grub there as well.
Yeah, really. And, oh my God, actually. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I forgot to mention that.
And a big smoking area out the back. But yeah, it's...
It's really good for me. It's because it's a really famous pub for rugby on Pookon, but Murty Rabbits gets a lot of people there for rugby as well.
Yeah, they're right next door to each other.
Saturday, Sunday, during the day, you want to watch a bit of football, have a few pints, or watch the rugby, or watch Gaelic football.
I remember when Murty Rabbits was just, there was like a lone little bench outside, and now it's all like fancy with heated seats, and people go there, and it's...
Ruined it.
It's rude, but it is fab. It is fab. And the staff are really nice there.
Yeah,
well.
Really, really good.
So that brings us swiftly into the best smoking areas in town.
Well, I just mentioned it.
Yeah, so. Murty Rabbits was on my list, in fairness.
Murty Rabbits has a lovely smoking area. Yeah, the heated benches out there are very, very, very good.
Yeah, Carol's we've touched on, but Carol's, with all of the young people coming into Carol's, you know, young people don't smoke as much. They vape a little bit more. And so Carol's put in these huge kind of plastic covers because obviously it rains in Galway like 300 days out of the year. And so you can't smoke under those. So the smoking area has actually become quite confined in Carol's.
Well, there's
it's a huge outdoor
space.
There's
no covered smoking area. So you literally just have to smoke in the rain, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying. So Carol's, please get rid of one of those overhead things.
And yeah.
Bring back the smokers.
That would
bring
be awesome.
And then I just want to touch on, so years and years and years ago, when I was about 18, I had a blog called Galway Style. And one of my first blogs was the 10 best smoking areas in Galway.
Yeah.
And I put O'Connell's as number one. And O'Connell's is still really up there. They've built it out a couple of years. So this was back this blog was back when it wasn't redone. It was just a bunch of benches out the back. But they've since like redone it. So it kind of looks like a little Harry Potter lane on one side. They've got Hansen Burger and Dobro's pop-ups there as well, so you can get food out the back. So it's definitely like a lot more fancy now. But at the time I put them as number one, and I got a phone call. I don't know how they got my number, but I got a phone call off them saying to come up to the bar, and I thought I was in trouble or something. And I went up to them and they had some cash in an envelope behind the counter for me, and they gave me a rake of free pints. And I told them, I was like, thanks so much, it's my birthday next week. And they gave me a bunch of drinks tokens for my birthday. And so that's when I was like, I've made it as an influencer. It was just so
Irish funny. Influencer. They gave me cash and pints.
Yeah, I was delighted with
it. Best sponsorship deal ever.
Yeah. So O'Connell's, if you're listening, please give us more money. I really like O'Connell's.
Yeah, no, O'Connell's was always one of my favorite first places that I got introduced to. It's really cool aesthetic outside.
It's actually in the Ed Sheeran's Galway Girls
music video. Yeah.
Any other smoking areas? The Hole in the Wall has a really nice big smoking area.
They've just got Smash Burger or someone in the back.
Yeah,
for Smash food. So outside, that's really nice.
And then the Doll upstairs on a rainy day, there's a bit of cover in there, and you won't get totally blown away. So if you're a smoker in the middle of winter, that's the Doll upstairs is definitely the place to go. I'm trying to think of any others.
The Roisin Dove used to be the same thing. Used to have a nice outdoor area, but then they changed it all, so it's all covered in.
They've changed it now. Yeah, the Young Vapors came along and got rid of all of our nice smoking areas.
Taylor's is a nice beer garden as well.
And Taylor's runs a fab show as well.
Oh my god, quality bar, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, that's another place. Be like good availability for seating, but on the weekends it's just crazy busy, really, really crazy busy. But weekdays, Taylor's is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, lovely and outdoor it gets spot. The sun until late in the evening as well.
Yeah, so. One of the few places that's just like orientated perfectly to get a bit of late sun.
Mm-hmm. Craft beers. I don't really drink craft beer, but craft beers, where is good to go?
Craft beers. There used to be one or two places I used to love that actually just unfortunately recently closed down. I would put up the Blue Note. The Blue Note have a really good selection. They have about like 15 to 20 taps, but they have a lot of bottled beers and canned beers from local varieties. And then like there's some famous breweries around the world, like from Copenhagen, and they have a really nice selection kind of all around Ireland. And then
I find the Blue Note just in general is a really good pub for a mix of people.
Yeah.
There's a huge outdoor seating. There's a lot of indoor seating. There's by the fire if it's raining. There's lots of bar stools.
I really like their smoking area.
Yeah, their smoking area is
like
great.
Just an alleyway that runs along the bar, but it's just like little tables hidden there, and it's covered as well in some places.
So it's nice and quiet up until about 10 o'clock in the evenings. Yeah. It's an older crowd, and then they do have the mix of there's craft beers or then there's regular pints.
Yeah, they used to do like a funky jazz Thursdays or like Wednesdays. Yeah, it used to be like really good fun, just like really random, but like the music in there, like the DJ deck used to be fucking. Mm-hmm.
And then around the corner from the Blue Note is the Beer House. So the Beer House, BEIRHAUS. The Beer House is kind of like your super, super traditional craft beer spot. They do a little bit of food there as well. Apparently their hot dogs are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the hot dogs there I've had before are really, really, really good.
But if you don't drink craft beer, you're going to have to either get spirits or wine. They don't do any regular beers. And same with just honorable mention is the Salt House. Salt House is neither of our jams. It's a very small little craft beer spot, but there's nothing there that I drink. Just to mention that if you're really into craft beers, that the Salt House is
it used to be one of my absolute favorites as well, but there was one particular staff member who just kept trying to upsell me on their most expensive beer and would not stop pestering me to buy this beer.
I'm poor.
He was a little bit invasive, He's no longer there. He only I think survived there for a few months before he was let go. But it kind of turned me off it a little bit. It's really good, really nice, cute place inside. Lots of like fairy lights, very cozy vibes.
If it's raining, you're screwed. You're never going to get a seat.
So. But if it's sunny and you're sitting outside, especially during COVID, they extended their seating area outside, and that was really nice. It was a kind of a different place to sit, right down by the docks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, honorable mention for sure.
And then entertainment. So whether the pub offers live music or trivia nights or whatever. So I'd have to say Roisin Dove, hands down, is the best place for entertainment. There's gigs, there's open mics, there's comedy nights, there's always something going on.
Go in the Roisin. On a Sunday.
So yeah, there's midnight a Sunday mass. There's a Sunday tradition that all Galwegians, it's
So basically the Sunday tradition, yeah.
Thinking
about it. For a lot of people it starts in Cheanaughtins, because Cheanaughtins on a Sunday does their live music,
yeah,
which is really cool because it's a very tight space in Cheanaughtins. If you're claustrophobic,
not for you.
You're screwed.
So yeah, you start off in Cheanaughtins, have a couple of pints, start making your way down Quay Street, or I'd pop into Walsh's for the last pint in there.
Yeah.
Maybe jump into Carol's for one or two
For
pints.
One or two.
And then you land in. John Keneally is a musician who is quite famous around Galway, and they play a lot of the hits, but in kind of like a jazzy style.
Yeah.
And it's where everybody goes for a bit of a boogie. It's where everyone goes to get the shift to go kissing. But yeah, so it's a big staple.
It's just a mighty good session, and you're going to dance.
The locals call it midnight mass.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Sunday night, midnight.
Starts at midnight, finishes around quarter past two.
Because like a lot of the time as well, it's the same set, but you still keep going back because it's just so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's, yeah.
Oh, God.
I didn't see the end of enough of them for myself.
But. No, you never made it to the end of them. But yeah, very good crack. But yeah, I just want to mention as well, in the Roisin, like their comedy nights are really good, and their open mic nights are hosted by Joycey and Stephen Sharp, who are two pretty nice lads, and it's always a good night. So yeah, if you're looking for something a bit different,
and a bit different, yeah,
rock
absolutely.
On into an open mic. Then authenticity, or kind of trad music, kind of your Irish authenticity. So the Crane we mentioned for the Pint of Guinness and the Trad.
Yeah.
Chicoli's is a good one.
Chicoli's, I think, is a great one. It's one of the most famous traditional music places in all of Galway.
Yeah, west of Ireland.
You know, west of Ireland. Any celebrity that comes through, including the royal family, apparently.
Yeah,
Kate and William went in there and got to pull a pint of Guinness and listen to some trad music. So it's really...
Also, if anyone watches Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Sutton was in there last week. So
yeah, well, there you go. Funny. There you go.
the real royal.
But I have to say, yeah, we always called it, because my brother and my sister worked on an island off the coast of Galway called Ainish Boffin. Mm-hmm. And that was always the Boffin pub. That's where all the locals, when they came into Galway from the island, they go there.
Yeah, you'd hear people speaking Irish in there and lots of trad. And,
yeah.
The other shout out is Taffs as well. Taffs have daily Irish.
Daily music. Live music, I think 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock every day.
It changes. They have it up, they have the timetable up on their website.
Yeah, though, and outside the pub on the wall.
Just two more sections to go then. One is accessibility. So just the location, if you are with people with disabilities or anything, because it can be quite tough in Galway if you're on, like my mother was on crutches for years, or if you're with somebody who's in a wheelchair. So you are quite limited in certain pubs in Galway.
Yeah.
So I would say Taylor's is really good because they have the side door. The Hole in the Wall has a lot of facilities. And Sally Long's.
Sally Long's, baby.
Sally Long's is, just to give a brief...
Go on, try to sum it up in a few words there.
Sally Long's is one of my favorite pubs. It's like a bad rock bar.
Like a biker's bar.
Like a biker's bar, yeah. There's pool table down the back. Sometimes they've got like rock gigs on, or they used to put on heavy metal gigs there.
It's like
there's
a motorcycle, as you walk into the pub.
There's like loads of murals of like rock musicians on the wall, but like it's not really like rocky, but
yeah.
It's a very, a lot of Galway locals would go in there. Great day pub as well for the winter. Nice fire in there as well. And there's a little smoking area around the side, yeah. So... and the pints are pretty cheap as well. So
I'd throw in for accessibility as well. Sonny Malloy. Sonny Malloy is the front entrance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They have a disabled toilet just behind the bar, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, really, really nice. They really look after. I remember when I worked in Cheanaughtins, we used to send people there because we didn't have an accessible toilet.
Yeah.
And Sonny Malloy is all on one level, and it's really accessible and mm-hmm. really easy to get around.
Yeah. And then final thing, so giving the awards out now. Your favorite pub or pubs?
Ooh.
We can't narrow it down to one, to be fair.
No, we can't. But we've somehow managed to narrow it down.
To a few. We've mentioned Cheanaughtins about a million times. Obviously, that's our mutual favorite.
Cheanaughtins. We mentioned Bunch of Grapes a million times. Obviously, Bunch of Grapes.
There are two places, like as soon as we get off the bus in Galway, we go straight to those two pubs.
Yeah. And then the other places that we go to as well, if we're going across the river, then would be Carol's.
Yeah.
For sure.
Carol's for a late night.
Yeah, Carol's for a late night and early
a very evening. Quiet day pint. Yeah,
very quiet day pint.
Walsh's I'll always pop into.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Sally's is actually, it's a place where I'd meet a lot of mates.
Fair enough.
And yeah, I like Sally's a lot.
Yeah, I'd throw in there Freeney's.
You love Freeney's, yeah.
Just because that's where my mates work there, and that's where we go after work for pints, and you know, just really nice.
It
maybe
is
somewhere we can go for a big group, because they just have a really large room down the back next to a fireplace that just can fit about 50 people.
Yeah, it is funny actually, because whenever we've split up on our own, like, you know,
own night.
You've gone to Freeney's, I've gone to Sally's.
Or Walsh's,
yeah. So that's. Now we're going to move on to fun. Galway is the city of festivals. There's something going on all the time. So in April, there's the literature festival called Quirch. In May, there's the theatre festival. In June, there's the ukulele festival. July is jam-packed. There's the film festival, followed by the arts festival, followed by Race Week is kind of on the end of July, beginning of August. In September, there's Culture Night and the Galway Oyster Festival. October is the Comedy Festival and the Mockness Parade, which is a huge art installation. Just look up Mockness, M-A-C-N-A-S. It's absolutely mad. In November, there's the Babarose Children's Festival and the Cartoon Festival. And in December, then we have our Christmas Market. Yeah. So there's something pretty much on except for like January, February, March. And there's even small events going on there.
Yeah, yeah. If you're looking to try and get everything about food and drinks in Galway into one lovely day, our friends, most of them are friends now actually,
yeah,
I think
we've
had a few friends join them, but Sheena organized the Galway food tours.
Yeah,
so they bring you around to loads of different places, and they give you a little taste basically in each place of different Galway products, either being drinks, food, beers, whiskeys, teas. It just depends on what she's doing.
Yeah, super highly reviewed. There's daytime ones, there's nighttime ones. And yeah, we would recommend our friends Mirren and Danny. Ask for either of them because they're both legends.
Absolutely.
Then just if you, this is just based around Galway City, but if you're only going for a couple of days and you want to see the Cliffs of Moher and the Aran Islands, Lally Tours do a full day tour. It's about €100. But in the morning, they bring you out to the Aran Islands. You get picked up from our square, I believe. So they bring you out to the Aran Islands for half the day. And then they bring you from the Aran Islands by boat to the Cliffs of Moher. And then they bring you back to Galway. So it's a really good all-round day trip for £100. Brilliant value for money, I feel. And yeah, I think it's limited to about 25 people max. So that's really good.
On Saturdays in Galway City Centre, there is the market. And the market only probably consists of maybe maximum 20 stalls.
Mm-hmm.
So fresh fruit and veg. They also have a lot of food stalls.
Get a bagel. Get a bagel from the bagel man.
There is two places you have to go to for food.
Mm.
You get your bagel. The bagels are absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Right beside Bagel Man is Donut Man.
Yes. Fresh made
freshly
donuts.
Made donuts. And
cinnamon and sugar.
Cinnamon and sugar. Oh my God. And he has it all like on a bicycle like platform that he makes. He brings around town.
Yeah.
He is so cool.
Yeah.
And like the food quality in the market's really, really good. It's just outside of Sheridan's. The cheesemongers and the wine bar upstairs.
Yeah, that's a really nice little kind of hour or two.
For Saturday, it's really, really cool.
Then if it's piss and rain, just a special mention for like a bit of cultural stuff that you can do. The Galway Museum is free. You can kill an hour or two in there. The Galway Arts Centre always has different exhibitions on every month. There's Galway is famous for theatre. It's where like the Druid came from. But there's always some kind of theatre show on, like, so look up the Town Hall Theatre or the McLally Theatre. And then 126 Gallery is run by kind of like young arts cultural workers, and there's always something kind of funky going on there. So if it's pissing rain, there are things to do.
If it's not pissing rain, just next to Galway City Centre is Salt Hill. Probably a 25 minute walk from the city centre.
Mm-hmm.
There's a massive promenade and a beach, and it runs for probably a couple of kilometres. So a lot of people from Galway will always walk the prom. There is now actually a lovely new cafe at the end of the prom next to the Black Rock Tower.
Beautiful way to spend an afternoon. It'd take you an hour to walk from town out to that coffee shop, have a nice little coffee out there, and then turn back and walk back in.
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice.
It's beautiful out there. And then you get to jump off the tower as well. You'll see a lot of locals doing this. It's kind of
a lot of people doing their swim. Yeah.
A lot of people do sea swimming in Galway. So
no matter what the weather. It's
doesn't
crazy.
Matter. If there's a storm, there seems to be more people.
Yeah, it's absolutely mad. And then the final thing we touched on is just music. So yeah, Trad on the Crane, T. Coley's Taft's Bar. There is a show called Trad on the Prom that runs from May to September. So there's Irish music, Irish dancing, all that kind of stuff. It's a little bit touristic, but apparently, you know, especially for American audiences, they love it. And a special shout out to Jerry Hanbury, my father, Jerry Hanbury. If you follow him on Facebook, ping him and see where he's playing local music, because he gigs about four nights a week.
And I will say, Jerry is absolutely brilliant.
He plays folk, he plays rock, he plays, has the guitar, the harmonica. But yeah, so he's a madman, but yeah, definitely
a madman, but a great man.
So the other, we're going to wrap this up nice and quick, is the town is split into a couple of different sections. There's the Air Square section, there's the Latin Quarter, there's the West End, and then there's Woodquay. So just bear that in mind, that some people might make mention to the West End or the Latin Quarter. It's just based around different areas. If you're coming for a hen or a stag, there's better places to be going.
Yeah, because a lot of people come for hens and stags, but a lot of bars, just as we keep mentioning, they're really small, so they don't have the space to manage big groups.
And they don't want them.
They don't want them as well. It's not a city for that. It's a city of culture. Being a Leitrim man, I will throw in a mention. If you're looking for a hen or a stag party, go to Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah.
It's literally the hen and stag capital of Ireland. Mm-hmm. They have massive bars and nightclubs that are just for hens and stags.
Yeah. And but Galway's just not the place.
Galway's not the
place. But if you've mistakenly booked it, then staying up around the Air Square area is where you need to stay. Because if you go down towards the Latin Quarter, the West End, they're just not going to have you. Then just a special mention is that two nightclubs have just reopened this week in Galway, which is amazing, Electric and Cuba. So it's amazing to see that the nightlife scene is reopening. Obviously, it's going to be filled with children for the first while, but it should kind of even out as the summer goes on.
Take the pressure off the main area that we've been mentioning. A lot of the pubs like Bunch of Grapes, Gene Octon's, like they're all in the same area, but they were getting hit with a lot of younger people who were just
Busker
getting really
Brown's
drunk.
Busker Brown's got destroyed. Carol's got destroyed with younger people.
So now with the nightclubs reopening, we're going to see a little bit of a reprieve, and those places will be going back to being what they're best at. Fun, just very kind of not chill, so it'll still be very busy, but
more for the older demographic. Yeah. If you want to find out what's going on in Galway in terms of events, then look up This Is Galway. So thisisgalway.ie. They have all the different events and festivals and all that kind of jazz that's going on. And final thing is that it's going to rain.
You're in Galway, lads. It's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
It's going to wane.
It's going to wane.
It's going to wane.
But yeah, it's going to be piss and rain probably the majority of the time that you're there, unless you're somehow there at the very end of July or the beginning of August. And even then it can rain during the races. I've seen
just
a deluge. So
always be prepared for rain. Yeah. And if you get sunshine, then you're a lucky bastard.
Yeah. So bring a big rain jacket. No point to bringing an umbrella. They all break with the wind. So yeah.
Just if it's really, really good weather, you'll just see hundreds of people drinking on the Spanish Arch.
Yes.
And you'll just go and join them. Great time.
And have a great time. So thanks so much for listening. If you like this podcast, then please make sure to subscribe and leave a review. You can find us on all social medias at The Irish Podcast, and stay tuned for our next one.
And enjoy Galway, baby.
Woo!